have you seen him mature this season as a quarterback?
Well, obviously he's a lot more confident. He's a lot more patient. He's not turning the ball over, and he's very poised in the pocket. So hopefully we can rattle him a little bit, get a couple turnovers, and see what happens.
Okay, you guys are done with us after this, as you say.
Excuse me?
You have to see your ugly faces. You know, you guys are done with us after this. Is this the time you guys really go in the bunker, like you kind of put all this hype and everything and really, you know, kind of start putting the game faces on after today?
Well, really the hype is something that you guys create and something that you all stir up. We don't fall into that. That's why you can't bait us into, you know, trash talking or disrespecting our opponents. We're not caught up in that. We're not self-promoters. We're not guys that think about themselves. We're a team. And that's what I'm really so proud of. 53 guys, 5 practice squad guys, and a bunch of coaches, you know, working toward a common purpose. And that's what it's about. It's not about self-promotion or talking smack in the media. You have your chance to prove it on Sunday.
Roger, there's a common thread, I think, that you were between the teams that both you have performed extremely well in crunch time. Obviously, one of the reasons why you guys are undefeated, pulling out victories, and obviously one of the reasons why the Giants have been able to surge. Does anybody have an advantage, or what makes a team so great to come to crunch time?
That's a tough question, but I mean, we practice a lot of situational football. Bill wants smart, tough guys that can play well under pressure, and that's what I think we have. We have a bunch of veteran guys. They say we're old. They say we can't play defense, but we're 4th overall in scoring defense. We're 18-0, but none of that matters. It's all about what we do and how we execute on Sunday, and that's what it comes down to. I mean, it's not about who has the advantage or who has the disadvantage. I think you gain the advantage during the week.
What is it about being older? Why do people think that means you guys can't do anything?
Well, I think the common purpose is everyone, the common theme is speed, speed, speed. But if you don't know where you're going, you're going to get there a lot faster, but you're going to be in the wrong spot. And I think our guys are veteran players that are smart, that play the game the way that it's supposed to be played. We're well prepared, and we play extremely hard. And if you look overall at our defense, I mean, we've given up some yards and we've given up some points, but we keep winning football games, and that's what it's about.
How does being older influence how much you guys appreciate how hard it is to get here and the fact that you might want to?
I think the younger guys really can't get an appreciation because they haven't really gone through what we've gone through to get to this point. I think when you walk right into the league at a young age and you have this type of success, there's no way in the world you can appreciate what you have. But I think the more battles and the more trials and tribulations that you go through, you have a greater appreciation for this experience and for this opportunity.
How does that influence how you scrap for every yard when you get to Super Bowl?
You can't take it for granted because you know your opportunities are really wearing down. For us, we've been to a few Super Bowls here, and it's just, it never gets old. It's just so exciting to have this opportunity, especially when you're an old guy like me. You never know when your playing day's over.
About the Giants' run game that makes them so hard to stop?
Well, they have a big physical offensive line. Brandon Jacobs, obviously, he's a big man, and as well as Ahmad Bradshaw, who's come in and really given them a change of pace, and they really keep you off balance, play action, run, pass, and Eli's right now, he's taking care of the ball, so they're just a physical group, but we're ready and prepared to step up to that challenge.
How big is Brandon Jacobs?
I just described them as he's bigger than Adalius Thomas, and he's a 275-pound linebacker. It's like he's 300 pounds with his pads on, but I've seen some 300-pounders go down too, so we're looking forward to that.
Rodney, obviously there's been some talking before the game. A game of this magnitude, how much talking will be done on the field?
We're just going to let our talking be done with our pads, and that's what it's about. It's not, the game isn't won or lost through the media. It's won or lost during the week, how you execute, prepare, and get ready for this game. And Sunday, I mean, you have your opportunity to get it done. I mean, like I said, it's not won or lost through the media.
Are you surprised to hear somebody talking about Burris's comments, obviously? Is that surprising to you?
Well, not really. I mean, nowadays with the guys in the league and just their outlook and view and the disrespect that, you know, a lot of the young players have to other players in this league, it really doesn't surprise me that guys are talking smack. But like I said, it's just talk. You still got to go out there and prove yourself. And I think it puts a lot of pressure on you to go out there and back it up. But we have such a appreciation and respect for our opponent. We're not going to ever talk. We're never going to give you bulletin board material.
Thank